This is Maryland's Morning News on WBAL and WBAL.com.
8:21, a good Thursday morning to you. Brian Neiman with you. Travis Hobson joins me now. He writes reviews at punchdrunkcritics.com. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy New Year to you. So I'll put you on the spot right now. 2013 is in the books. What was your favorite movie of the year?
My favorite movie of the year was this kind of flips back and forth depending on the day, but I'll tell you, right now, my favorite movie of 2013 was a little film called Short Term 12. It was a little indie film about, you know, taking place at a foster care facility for older at-risk teens, and it is just a brilliant movie. Stars Brie Larson, who was in 21 Jump Street and a couple other movies. It is just a fantastic little film with great, big emotions, honest and heartfelt. It's just fantastic. Very funny as well.
Short Term 12 is the name?
Absolutely, yep.
Can you get that at your local Blockbuster? No, you probably can't.
Not yet, but you will be able to very, very soon.
All right. Let me talk about two big movies that are out there right now, and the movie theaters are getting a lot of buzz. The Wolf of Wall Street and American Hustle. The Wolf of Wall Street, is it really 3 hours long? And it heard it is just raunchy as can be. You have seen it. What do you think of it?
Yeah, The Wolf of Wall Street, it's 2 hours and 59 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It could have been four. It was edited down from four. But this is Scorsese. I mean, Scorsese's movies are always long.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it is raunchy. It is vulgar. It is everything you've heard. Leonardo DiCaprio snorts cocaine out of more places than you would ever think were possible. And I've heard a lot of backlash about the film lately, and even DiCaprio has had to come out over the last couple of days and sort of defend it, because a lot of people seem to think that it glorifies this world of, you know, Wall Street excess and things like that, as if he supports it because he's starring in the movie, which
right.
I think is a little insane. And this movie does not glorify it in any way. If you come out of watching The Wolf of Wall Street and you want Jordan Belfort's life, then there's something wrong with you, because he gets put through the ringer, man, and it is not good, the things he's doing. But it is a fantastic film, though. I love it. It was in my top five of the year.
All right, American Hustle. I actually saw American Hustle this past weekend. I liked it. I didn't love it. I thought the acting was great. To me, it was kind of like Silver Linings Playbook for me, where I thought the ensemble was fantastic. The acting was a great movie. Yeah, not so much, but I'm not a professional. What did you think of American Hustle?
I liked it as well. It was also in my top five. So these are two big movies for me coming at the end of the year. And I can agree with some people that it is a little bit messy, but it's also a con movie where everybody has an angle to play. And those movies are intentionally messy for a reason. I think if you're coming into it looking for anything on the real-life ab scam scandal, you're not going to get it, because, you know, the scandal aspect of it is very much secondary. It is about the foursome in the middle
right.
of all this, the emotions between them. And I think that part, the movie gets exactly right. It's very funny, very complicated, but I love all the performances, and I think this movie holds up. I liked it all the way through.
I was born in the 70s. I don't remember the 70s, but apparently there was an option of wearing bras in the 1970s. Did you notice
no
that in the movie?
Anywhere in this movie.
it was amazing.
Hair, no bras.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I know you're going to Sundance, so what are you looking forward to in 2014?
Oh, man, this is going to be a crazy year. Look, I'm a comic book guy, so I flock to superhero movies, and this year is going to be crazy. With Captain America, The Winter Soldier, I'm looking forward to that. There's also X-Men Days of Future Past. I'm huge for that one this year. I cannot wait for that. And there's also Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, if you're a fan of superhero movies, you are going to have more than you can handle this year. So I'm really looking forward to those three.
Very good.
They will not be at Sundance.
Yeah, right. Well, enjoy Sundance. We'll talk to you hopefully when you get back, and look forward to talking to you down the road in 2014. Thanks, Travis.
All right, thanks.
Travis Hobson, who writes and reviews at punchdrunkscritics.com.